This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Denver won't be hosting the 2026 World Cup Games. FIFA, soccer's global governing body, announced host cities today. Kansas City, Dallas, and Houston will represent the central U.S. in 2026. Denver will now miss out on what was projected as a $360 million economic boost. That's based on increased tax revenue and business from tourists coming to watch matches. Denver has already run out of popular e-bike rebates. Now the city's climate office also says it's nearing capacity for discounts on home heat pumps. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Think of heat pumps as combination furnaces and air conditioners. They're a key part of Denver's climate strategy because they can be fully powered with renewable electricity. In April, Denver started offering homeowners $9,000 off new heat pumps. After issuing 124 discounts, the city now says its budget is running low and contractors must install new systems by June 24th to qualify. The city will continue to offer discounts on electric car chargers and home battery systems. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Several people have drowned in Colorado waterways recently. In Grand Junction, a group of paddleboarders got into trouble while floating on the Colorado River Wednesday. Five of them made it to shore, but one woman was hospitalized after being found unconscious. A man fell into the Roaring Fork River near Aspen, and his body was recovered today. On the Front Range, several people have drowned in Lake Pueblo. And on the Front Range, 60s for overnight lows. This is CPR.